Thousands of people in New York City turned out today to watch the annual Columbus Day parade. The lines along the barricades were thinner than in past years, and some of the usual marchers stayed home. But as Marianne McCune of member station WNYC reports, the show did go on.
Trombones and trumpets and clarinets warmed up along a side street before the parade up Fifth Avenue began at noon. Chris Malouk brought the Unico National Band from Shenandoah, Pennsylvania for the 14th year in a row. Unico stands for Unity, Neighborly, Integrity, Charity, and Opportunity. And Malouk says he and his band never considered staying home.
It didn't scare us. New York City wants to go on with business, so we're going to go on with business with them.
About a third of the bands that usually play in this parade did back out. And even Unico was down three players. 11-year-old band member Walter Troplick came, but he says he was a little afraid, too.
But what convinced you to come?
Getting away from school.
A block away at the foot of the parade route, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani and Fire Commissioner Thomas Von Essen got ready to head up Fifth Avenue, flanked by the governor and other politicians. They drew bursts of applause, but the fire commissioner's eyes were somber. Usually, hundreds of police officers and firefighters join him in this parade. Today, a single fire truck and a single police truck made their way up Fifth Avenue in honor of the hundreds lost in the World Trade Center attack.
It's happy for the city. We want to get the city back on track as soon as possible. But for the firefighters, they're so involved with all the families of their brothers and loved ones.
They're ready to serve, he said, but not yet ready to rejoice. The mayor spoke vaguely of increased security, but urged everyone to focus on channeling the courageous spirits of those lost trying to protect New York.
And I know if they were here, they would say, be brave and go forward with your life. We died to protect freedom, not so that people will remain locked up in their homes.
This Columbus Day parade was recast as a parade of patriotism, honoring those lost in the attack and those still struggling to sort through the rubble. Usually the songs at this parade have Italian themes and the flags are red, white, and green. Today, red, white, and blue was much more prominent. Even the elegant Italian singer on the Medaglia d'Oro coffee and espresso float was belting out American anthems. A group of 1,000 tourists from Oregon followed in I Love New York t-shirts. Sonia Johnston said they came just to support the city, and the mayor invited the group to march.
Oh, it's a hell of a good time. We're like herding cats because we haven't marched in too many parades together, like never. So we're having fun.
Are you afraid at all about being here?
No, we're not going to be afraid. We've decided that.
These are the folks who did come out to honor New York's heroes and to celebrate American values, but the lines that formed along Fifth Avenue's sidewalks were far narrower than usual. One police officer estimated this was less than half last year's crowd of 500,000. For NPR News, I'm Marianne McCune in New York.